Paul Mayer's Children's Television Archive.
America on Parade. See, here you are going to the parade. And what are you looking at? Looking at my wigs. You're looking at my wigs.
Oh, isn't that cute?
Isn't that funny? Yeah. I mean, to me, that's...
Well, I don't know. I enjoyed America on Parade.
See all these hair things? It's all from the parade.
Yeah. You didn't hear about America on Parade.
I didn't like it, but I was thrilled to be part of it.
Yeah.
But I thought that was really funny, you know. I mean, see,
that makes me think.
That's all.
One of her ancestors signed the Declaration of Independence.
Who?
Margie's, my wife.
Really? Who was that?
Stephen Hopkins.
Oh, really?
He's the only guy, too, that had a hat on his head.
Huh.
I mean, in a building, in a room, you know, he kept his hat on.
He was a Quaker.
He was a Quaker.
Oh, that's why.
And of course, one of my great relatives was the President of the United States, George Washington. He's on our family tree.
You traced your roots.
My ancestor, William Ball, was George Washington's grandfather.
I've made a Xerox copy of that.
We've had that family tree in our since I was a kid.
Isn't that kind of cute?
We have another too. Where here's a laboratory, you know, where the guy has mice, you know. That's it. Yeah, look at that.
I have one at home. I got it from some magazine, and it was talking about Mickey Mouse. You know how they use the word? Oh, that's a Mickey Mouse kind of operation.
Yeah.
Well, it showed all these executive.
What a Mickey Mouse deal that is.
Yeah, it showed this executive table. You know, but only underneath the table. And it showed all these men, you know, with their shoes like this, you know, and at the very end of the table, it shows, you know, Mickey's pants with the two, you know.
Yeah.
And at the end of the table, it's Mickey sitting there. It didn't show his head, just the pants, you know.
It's
funny, huh?
Well, you read about how they got supposedly a $99,000 a
little
year
gold
done.
Book. Showing that, maybe you saw
those,
okay, Paul.
Well, I guess you saw that. Oh.
It's all right. Got it.
I'm just starting to get things kind of halfway organized. You heard about that.
No, I haven't.
No, didn't you?
Mm-mm. What about it?
Well, the computer, Donald Duck's name got on the computer, and he was supposedly getting $99,000 a year.
That's GAO, GOA or GAO,
yeah.
General.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah.
So
there's also, isn't there a guy named, really, a real guy named Donald Duck?
Yeah, we have
the other. Yeah,
it's
sure.
His name is Donald Duck.
You know something? Several years ago, I was booked on a lecture tour.
He was on Carson.
Huh?
Yeah, it was on Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was booked on a lecture tour, and I was in Wichita Falls, Texas. And I met this young couple, and they had a little boy. And this couple's name was Duck. And that little boy was Donald Duck. And I did the last part of my program was when I bring Donald Duck out. And I brought him out and I set him down. That little Donald Duck walked up on the stage. So I set him on one knee and I put the dummy on the other knee. had two Donald Ducks, one
really
on each
dog,
knee.
Huh?
Oh, these are really nice to have.
Yeah, now see, now this is...
And I'm sure it's that same boy as Donald Duck on Johnny Carson's show.
This book is worth about $5 in a collector's show. This one's worth about $10. See the same thing? It's worth about $10.
Why?
This one is worth about $20. It's all the same book.
$100?
$20.
$20,
Well, I don't know. What did you say about that one?
Yeah.
Not $20.
I have.
Well,
this
some...
is that book that Clarence was. We got a Christmas card from Marcia, and she said it'd be out in April.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in the Times. Book review. So that's the book.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, well,
here's one of the newest ones.
Well, why are these worth different prices?
Well, because of the, you know, different editions.
You know, I have a book that an old man, he was just like a father to me. He gave it to, he sent it to me
cute.
I was a little boy. He sent me two books, and I've only got one of them left, about Br'er Rabbit. It's about so big and so thick. I have it here. I've had that over 60 years.
Big little books, is that what they call them?
Yeah, we used to have a bunch of those. We got some of these for some of our grandchildren. I remember
ripped
that
up and beat up. I'll just pull out some other ones. I'm sure there were. I tell you, this is the tip of the iceberg, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you really have quite a collection. Oh, they're on that Dumbo ride.
Dumbo, the kids like that. Three Caballeros,
Three Caballeros.
This is a collection.
You see, I sang on that, too. Somos los tres charros, los tres caballeros, y nadie se iguala a nosotros. Ay, 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 ay. You want to take this, honey?
When I got it at the Goodwill, all the records were gone.
All the records were gone, yeah.
But I bought the cover.
And so on and so forth.
From mom.
It could be anyone's mom.
Yeah.
There was a
this
cute
came
gal.
With it, you know. They didn't have a word about you in there.
No, they never.
But they did give on this record here, Mickey and the Beanstalk, right on the record itself. You know, the voice.
Well, they gave me screen credit, though, on the film.
They gave you credit on this.
But they never give me on short pictures, you know, the little ones. But all features that I'd worked on, I was so surprised. The first time I saw my name on the screen, I was surprised to see my name on the screen.
Yeah, that's.
And I closed my eyes and it was gone. And I mentioned it to somebody at the studio. And you know, next time I saw my name on, I batted my eyes several times and my name was still on. I kidded him about it. Oh yeah, MICKEYMOUSC.
Did you do much for the Mickey Mouse Club? That was you.
Huh?
That was you, all those different... I mean, that was you on the Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I did Jiminy Crickets, too, on that new Mouse Club.
Mm-hmm.
I did Mickey and... I mean, Donald and Jiminy Cricket.
Has anyone ever else done Donald for Disney?
There might have been one time.
A friend of ours gave us.
But I've done all of them, but there might have been one production. I don't know.
This one, I don't even know what it is. December.
Can I guess?
You probably know.
1967. Could be later. You'd see it right here somewhere.
I know the when I retired, there might have been somebody that did something, and I don't know what it was that he did. I think he probably worked on some of the Mouse Factory things. But not like Jiminy Cricket. Hey there, hi there, ho there, you're as welcome as can be. That was my stuff.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-C.
Or something, I don't know, I don't know whether it's that or, then Mickey Mouse.
Donald Duck.
You know, you
say. Mickey Mouse too.
But.
The hey there, hi there, ho there, I mean, that really sounded just like him.
Yeah, well,
did you do that for the Mickey Mouse Club?
Yeah, those two lines.
Mm-hmm.
And those two lines.
Where did these?
It came out of a Disney book. I cut them out and put them on.
Oh, that's.
That's what I did with a lot of these.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to start this museum of all of this stuff.
Have you been to the archives at the studio?
Yes.
Dave
Smith is really the one who gave me the idea to do the same thing at Hanna-Barbera.
You've been to the archives. I've never been.
Sure. Well, I wanted to take you the other day when you were there and you didn't want to go.
Well,
I was busy the other day. Getting ready for
it. When I first did the Jiminy Cricket, Cliff Edwards was still alive and I didn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. They said he wasn't capable of working. And so I did it. And I recorded a line, and they were playing some Jiminy Cricket before then, see. And then they played it again, and I said, well, that's Jiminy Cricket. And he said, no, you just did it. My voice sounded just like Jiminy Cricket. They played it back. I was so surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did a lot of Jiminy Crickets on 16 millimeter. I mean, I don't know, four or five things for the, I'm no fool, you know, for the kiddies. It's sort of a don't play with fire. Or,
did you do the record, I'm No Fool?
What's that? If they took it off the 16 millimeter on some of the last there, I did.
I have all that too. All that.
But it's about not playing, don't play with fire. And I don't remember what the others were. But well, I'm no fool. I'm going to live to be 63 and finally going, I'm going to live to be 103 and so on like that. I don't remember.
I know it quite
that.
Well.
That's taken off a storyboard, that way that looks.
Yeah. That was the Fox Hunt or something. Mm-hmm. This is Donald's Golf Game.
Yeah, and that's one
see,
of them.
As we're going through
you
these,
know, that's one on the. This. They gave me a reel, you know, of five Donald Duck cartoons. And the first one is the Golf Game.
Have you seen any of those? 8mm sound?
I've seen a few here and there. I mean, I went to the museum that they have set up of Walt Disney, at Disneyland, and I...
I don't know how much time you have. If you'd like to see, I
have
run you Donald Duck cartoons.
You'd love to spend
I'll run you these Donald Duck cartoons if you want to see it.
Yeah.
And I have this one of the mines, or, oh yeah, there's... I have one, I don't want to take too long, but our little Peggy, the one that's, she lives up at Lodi, and she was brought up on goat milk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I told you about that. I got her.
I can't.
I got her milk and a goat.
Told it to me now, or
whether he did before, he probably.
I got her milk and a goat.
Well, if you've been listening to Kate,
you that's probably, all I have been doing.
You probably hear him over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I haven't kept scrapbooks, and I have things since 1933, and so I've just been.
It's fun to do a scrapbook.
But you know, after he retired, he wants to go someplace all the time. We don't stay home. We stayed home more this year than we have any other year. And,
well, then you're not living your past life. You're living now. Yeah. That's also, you know, that's a good...
But it's a shame that I didn't keep things in order, because now it's really a bigger job.
Well, if you've saved it at all...
I've saved them.
Then that's more than some people have done.
Yeah, even since the World War, when he's entertaining different places, I have pictures, you know, who are...
You'd be surprised at some of the people that I've interviewed, and they don't have anything.
Oh.
They haven't saved anything.
Well, Clarence would never have saved anything either.
Yeah.
But I did.
I'd be tickled to see kind of, I know that you know there's been a lot of stuff put out.
Yeah.
You know, and what I have here is just a fraction of it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But all of my things, I don't go buy at the store. I go find the Goodwills, and most of my toys have been child broken in.
Oh, for God's sake.
Have you seen one of these?
Never seen one like this. Did you make this, you mean?
No.
Oh, you bought that. Oh.
All these things are
that's for the kids to get onto and bounce around with Donald Duck.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be doggone. That is. I know that's the first time I've seen one of those.
Yeah, that's cute.
See, I haven't even had a chance to take off the price yet. 47 cents.
Oh.
Now, that's, I got
you bought that for 47 cents?
Yeah. At a Goodwill.
Oh, for him.
You see, and all my things I buy at Goodwills. I couldn't afford to go to
a
collector's show. If I went to a collector's show, you know, this isn't worth $20, but they would ask $50 for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never saw one like that.
This one is a Christmas light.
Yeah, we have one with Goofy.
Oh, really? I have Goofy.
Goofy.
I have Goofy also.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is made in 19...
Oldest grandson.
19 what?
61, or something like that, I guess.
That's another, looks like a light too, is it?
Yeah, it was a bank or a light, something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, it got cut out weird.
Yeah, it must have been a light.
Or a bank, as soon as a slot.
It was a bank, yeah. You picked that up someplace. Yeah. Well, at least I think our daughter, our oldest daughter, has some of those, doesn't she, Margie, those cyberling ducks, dwarfs and all that? Well, those are really collector's items today.
This one's rare.
Look at that, Margie.
Think of all the things that we look threw at this. Away. Yeah.
This one's rare. If it was in a collector's show, would sell for about, $50 to $100.
Yeah. Mm.
This is made by the Marx Company. Uh-huh. They also made a lot of trains, these big trains.
Well, one time in my early days at the studio when I was there steady, finally, they would send me out once in a while to dime stores and look at toys and check and see if some of the toys are Disney characters, but not with the Walt Disney copyright.
Thank you.
Sounds similar.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's copyrighted.
I look at these toys, and I found that several of them, a lot of things was not a Disney copyright.
Oh, really?
And I'd buy them and bring them into Roy Disney's office.
Now, these were manufactured in the States?
Manufactured by Marx.
Ooh.
So the lawyer got after Marx, and they made licensees out of Marx. They made licensees out of everybody that I don't know who all the brands and things, and then there was something happened at some theater. The guy's name is Sugarman. He was manager of this theater. I can't remember what that was, and I talked to him about that, too. He wouldn't give me much information, but I got it. I can't remember what it was, but it was pure stealing it all.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this one is almost similar to this. This one,
But what is this down here?
Oh, that's just to hold it in place.
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
Would you like one?
Well,
I got two of them.
Well, I'll be darned. I'll pay you for it.
No. Okay, give me 10 cents.
Okay.
It's not what it's worth, but...
Thanks a lot. Sure. Yeah, sure. Thanks very much.
You did this voice. Didn't you?
That's a roly-poly.
The noise, what I did for... they egged him on and tried to get him to go up the steps there. And then he sees that Snow White is waking up, and a shadow is so grotesque of her arms that he found his voice and let out a like that or something like it. I can't remember what it was now. But oh, what a yell he made. And then, of course, I told you about that, didn't I? About these, when Snow White was laid out in that glass.
And they were trying to get him up the stairs. Connor, is it what you were saying they were trying to get him up the stairway.
Well, the dwarfs were doing that when Snow White came into their house the first time. They came in from work, and they knew something was wrong because Sleepy, I think, he had that place looked clean, and Sleepy looking at his cup there, it was all washed clean. Sugar's gone. Remember that? And of course, then they go up here and go to the steps, and they heard a little snoring, I guess, or something. I don't know what, but no one go up, but they made him go up. And then he lets that yell. Then, of course, the next sound that he made was when the dwarfs are kneeling down by this case where Snow White is laying in the glass casket, you might say. Mm-hmm. And they're all kind of crying, and and dopey. Well, this guy, they had to do it. He just couldn't seem to fill the bill. And I was talking to Wilford Jackson. I said, I think I know what you want there, if you want to hear me. I told him, I said, I think that the Dopey, of course, he's supposed to be a little human character, but he's a little more on the animal side, too, and you want a little something like that. Well, go, let's hear what you have. So I went up and I did this sound. I'd heard the music. Frank Churchill had played it so much, and I was in sympathy with Dopey, and I made that sound where Dopey was crying with a little bit of a whimper, like almost like a little dog. And that's what they used. Instead of, they hired a guy to do this work, but I did the job. And I got a thank you for it. Of course, I got my weekly salary.
This one makes a sound. I think it was, maybe that's the sound of the car it makes, I don't know.
Oh, well, I've never seen one of those either.
They have one of Mickey also. And he, you know,
that's one toy I've never seen.
Yeah.
That's an old one, isn't it?
Not too old.
Not too old, huh?
No,
I just didn't happen to see that one.
Made 10 years ago.
Oh, well.
And
that's really nice to have one of those things.
Yeah,
Boy, you have a collection.
This is just on Donald Duck. You know, you hear about people who collect Disney things.
Yeah.
I collect everything.
Yeah.
Of toys, of television. Now, Disney came to television, but you name a character, name any character, and I have it. Whether it's in a book, record, cup, glass, game, hand puppet, doll, you know, a lamp.
Yeah.
I have it.
Oh, my goodness.
For God's sake.
Not that.
Oh boy, these rubber ducks.
This is the kind.
That one is my favorite one.
Yeah, that's good.
That's the favorite Donald I have.
But that's not like the one first one.
Some of them were solid rubber, Cyberling latex, solid rubber.
Those are the first ones.
Were the first ones. They had the Snow White and Seven Dwarfs.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
But they don't make them anymore. You know, it's even hard to find a good Donald Duck. And
look at this glass one, Margie.
Oh, isn't that
Hey, now that's not glass, that's plastic.
They just came out with those.
That's cute.
At Save-On's for 29 cents.
29 cents.
It's Save-On's. Plastic.
We'll have to go look.
Now, you know,
I haven't seen that.
I know a guy named Alan Cook who's a puppeteer historian. And he
there's a solid one there, but not like...
No. He bought a whole bunch of Jiminy Crickets, and he gave them out to people. When he saw them, he says, hey, here, I have a Jiminy Cricket. And, yeah, that one walks. But, you know, I was thinking you could do that. For 29 cents, you can go buy yourself $5 worth and be able to pass them out, you know.
Yeah.
I think they're very special. They look so nice.
They are cute. You'll have to look. We go to Save-On all the time.
Have you seen this?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that before?
I want to show you.
One like this.
Well, that one's yours.
Oh no!
Yes, I have another one. I have another one at home. I brought some things that I can give to you.
I want to show you something. Of course, I can't give you the video.
Go put that on the table. That one's yours.
I've got to show you something. Walt, when first time Amos and Andy came out here, and so was Clara Cluck, Clark's Guild, Madam Cluck, and they gave us a dozen glasses. Etched. I want to show you.
Oh, would you like me to come with you?
Oh, come on in here. I'm going to show you something else anyway.
Okay.
Do you use cream in your tea?
No, thanks.
Brian's got me started drinking tea. He used to drink tea in Canada.
I never liked the taste of coffee for some reason. Everyone else in my family, my three brothers, are coffee drinkers.
Well, we have coffee for breakfast, we have tea for lunch, and tea for dinner.
Coffee to wake. You were saying that you can't have that much coffee when you drive. Does that really affect you that much, or was that a joke?
I just said that.
That was a joke.
No, it was just a joke.
It's hard to tell with some of these guys. You know, I'll tell you.
I'm driving.
So we have these at Pick and Save. I like to go to Pick and Save.
these for Christmas, huh?
Well, I bought eight of them because God, it's $2 for eight of them. You know, I mean, what more?
Yeah, they even have.
That's cheap. That's a quarter of glass.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're even licensees. Well, Walt Disney Productions. I always love to see too. Oh, when we go to Canada, I used to go with this friend, and she always used to eat a sale, you know.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you sure gave me a nice helping here.
Well, there's more out there. I mean, I don't care too much for desserts. I'd rather have a
drink. We can have breakfast, lunch, and dinner desserts. Huh? Being raised in Holland with the all that chocolate. Mm.
This is that Dutch chocolate, too.
Mm-hmm. So you were really from Holland?
I was born in Whittier, but went back to Holland. My mother's from Holland, and she was born and raised there. And all of our relatives are there. I've gone back about four times. Oh, I bought my car in Holland.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I just am so fond of tulips, you know. Mm-hmm. That's one reason I like to go to Holland. But I have no desire to go to Europe, really.
I said, Clarence, you're a homebody. Kind of. I think you really would like Europe, especially Holland.
Mm-hmm.
Holland is, you know, you hear a lot of people who take a trip and they say, boy, I can't wait to get back home. And in a way, it is true. Because, you know, we really do have it nice here. You don't realize it till you
right.
Get there. Little things. The little things like clean bathrooms and iced water at the table. And,
mm-hmm.
You know.
I know.
They just don't have it as nice.
Some relatives and friends go and tell us about it. Show us the movies.
Yeah.
That's about as close as we'll get, I guess. But we have been to Hawaii four times.
Margie's niece is in Germany nice. Right now. She was there.
In Canada quite a few mm-hmm. times.
How many years is... she was there... Was she there 2 years or just 1 year?
Who? What are you talking
about? And she went back again.
Who are you talking about? Mary Alice?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she just went there for her last year of college. And then she went back again to work for a while. She likes Germany.
She lived with this family and never knew a word of German because she had to learn just by living with them. And I guess she speaks it pretty well.
I was telling Clarence, for me to do any decent research, I have to listen to the tapes that I tape over and over again to have it sink in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to Clarence most of yesterday and last night from about 8 o'clock to around 2 o'clock in the morning. And then I listened to it all morning long.
Oh, dear.
The same tape about three times over, about, you know, and then I taped that television special. I heard that a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
I have some tapes of Walt Disney talking that I taped off of a record a long time ago. And in fact, I brought it in case you might like to hear it. He talks on the tape about how he came to come across hiring Clarence Nash.
Oh, really? No, we never heard that one.
How was that again?
I have Walt Disney on tape. I brought it along.
Uh-huh.
We should tape that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was telling Clarence I put together these tape collages where it almost sounds like you bring a lot of people into the same room. Just, you get them to talk about a certain subject, you
mm-hmm.
know. Like, let's say they're talking about the old Hyperion studio. I have Ward Kimball talks, you know, a little bit. Or actually, I have mostly Fritz Freleng talking and Bob Clampett. And different people have Disney stories, and I put all that onto one tape, you know.
Oh,
so,
that was interesting.
So it's almost like you hear 15 different people, you know, mm-hmm. give accounts of certain things. And I do that with Warner Brother tapes. I do that with a lot of people I've been interviewing talk about violence in children's television. Well, I put a whole tape together on violence, you know, people talking about
mm-hmm.
that. And it's fun that way. You know,
well, I guess mm-hmm. they've had violence on TV for a long time. Remember when Peggy was little, our
yeah.
younger daughter, she loved this Gorgeous George and all those.
She liked to watch wrestling.
Wrestling, and I thought it was just terrible.
So finally, I took her down to the wrestling.
Disgusting, all right.
Yeah. But she was
blonde
only about...
hair, this she, big little...
I don't know how old she was. She must have been about...
She lost interest after I took her down there to see her do it.
I would think anyone would.
You see that? See that carving there, that wood carving? Mm-hmm. That's that really hard stuff to carve, too. That's manzanita wood, hard wood. And our daughter, she likes to whittle a knife, fool with a knife, and she did that.
Hmm.
Now, doesn't that look a little bit like something from Hawaii?
It does.
Well, they didn't. They had no inkling of it, but they're going to Hawaii, but that was a prophetic thing. About 2 or 3 weeks after she gave me that, mm-hmm. I liked it so well. They got word that they were going to Hawaii.
We were on a fishing trip, and she just picked up this piece of wood.
Yeah, we were up there on Trinity River.
Do you like fishing trips?
Oh, we used to go fishing.
Do you fish as well?
Oh, I used to fish. I haven't for a long time, though. I'm getting lazy now. I sit in the camper and read or crochet or something. I can't keep up with Clarence. He can hike twice as fast as I am.
Crochet twice as fast as you.
Well, he can grunge better than I. But he could go out all day and sit and hike around, but I'm getting too lazy.
Well, you look like a nice couple. You look like you enjoy each other.
Yeah, well, we go on quite a few trips, but
yeah, I mean, you look like a good match, is what I mean.
Soon be 50 years, I guess we get to get used to each other after that. Kind
of When I was a boy, we boys used to go down to that old spring house and drink that water. It came right through that spring house. And it's covered now with about 20 feet of dirt over parking
what
lot
is
for
a
high school.
House? Is that just to keep
that's
things
back in Missouri.
From keeping the...
I've
seen the world's second largest spring, and it's in Missouri. And you can't get, it's not like a tourist thing, it's on private land.
Oh.
And you can only get there by taking a long pathway. And it's the second largest spring in the world.
How many months did you appear there in Missouri with your show?
2 years.
2 years, 10 shows a day.
Mm. I went to...
What part of Missouri was that?
Just at Six Flags over Mid-America, which was Pacific, mm-hmm. Missouri, or, you know, but I had a day off once a week, and I would go out in the Ozarks, mm-hmm. and I loved it out there. My boss knew some people who lived out there as almost like farmers, but, you know, just living out in the middle of the Ozarks, mm-hmm. and they'd shoot, you know, squirrels and have squirrel, you know. In fact, I had a squirrel meal.
Well, we were going to...
I never expected it, but...
My dad brought some squirrel home one time, and I had to fix it. And I wasn't too crazy about fixing it.
Really?
I don't know why.
You know, I sat down at this big dinner table and put this big thing that looks like chicken, smells so good, you know, and it's steaming, and it looks so good. And, you know, I'm passing it around, people are taking some. And I said, well, you know, what is it? You know, because it was kind of small. And that's some kind of bird, you know, I couldn't figure it out. A little tiny. And she had kind of crusted, you know, so couldn't tell what it was. My boss says, squirrel me. And then he starts laughing at me. You know. My boss now works for Hanna-Barbera. Uh-huh. He's had a fabrication there. They're beginning to get into puppets. By the way, I got the job.
Yeah.
Did
you
I tell you that?
On the phone,
yeah, I got that job.
Well, that's
great.
Joe Barbera called me up on the phone. That's official enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tickled to death. It'll be about two.
When do you start to work?
About 2 or 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks, probably. Uh-huh. One of the first things he wants me to go back east somewhere and set up a big museum of Hanna-Barbera memorabilia, you know, of cells and products like this. I got a lot of, that was one of the things that impressed him. Is when I went to do my interview with him, I brought in
twice as much as you see here of Hanna-Barbera, you know, related items. Old Tom and Jerry's and old Huckleberry Hounds.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Quick Straw McGraws and Yogi Bears. And you fell over backwards. And you said, where'd you get all this stuff? You know, I said, I find it at Goodwill's. I search it out. And I, because I know he was interested because about 6 years ago, they had almost a room full of those toys, you know, the old toys.
Yeah.
And you know what they did with them? They said, well, nobody's interested in this stuff. Give it away to children's hospitals.
Oh, my heavens.
And they got rid of it all. Like, every bit of it.
Isn't that too bad?
You know, so the things that I'm showing him, you know, he had wished, you know, he had saved that stuff. You know.
I was just thinking, I'm looking at you. You had a beard when I met you.
Mustache,
that was it. I thought you had a beard too. Because I did. Golly, you don't look like it.
Well, if we'd only saved some of these.
I might not have been wearing my glasses, and I might have had a mustache.
I just said, if we'd saved all those old comic magazines we had, you know, and all the old toys that we used to bring home for the kids, you used to bring home.
Yeah.
But we just get rid of it, you know.
Well, I'm saving it all.
Well, that's good.
I have about 3,000 toys now. You know what 3,000 toys look like?
You have to have a room to put them in.
Yeah, if you send up 100 toys on this table, you think about 3,000 toys.
That's an awful lot.
Yeah, it does take up a complete 3-bedroom house and garage and closets everywhere. And it looks like a museum. I mean, I've had a lot of people that I've been interviewing, I've had them over. Bill Holly was Captain Jet when I was a kid, and he was the great Zolar on Channel 9, and he did a few things. He was been over. Fran Allison, the Kukla Fran and all, has been over. Jack Mercer, Popeye, I got to be really good friends with. I've seen him maybe 30 different times, you know. In fact, I used to come over to his apartment when he was working for Hanna-Barbera, and we would go through a whole day, actually, without mentioning Popeye once, which was good. I mean, I appreciated that. I think he did, too. Because if I didn't talk about Popeye once, he saw that I liked him for him, you know. Than just the fact that he was famous.
I'm just looking at that duck. I see what he's done there. He's got his tie.
His tie and
got his tie caught in that mortar.
At first, I thought it was Christmas. You know, going down the chimney.
I have another cup in there for you too.
That really is.
I still have another glass for you as
we
well.
We should go look at Pick and Save. We got a cookie jar, you know, for our grandchildren.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Remember? Down on the cookie jar.
San Fernando Road down here. You know where San Fernando Road is? It's pretty nearby you.
That's where
they have some thrift shops and Goodwills up and down that street. I frequent that place quite often. And I find some stuff. I just mentioned that because it's nearby you. But I know every thrift shop in California. It's like gold mines to me.
Well, our younger daughter loves to go to Pick and Save whenever she comes down. But Clarice doesn't care about going there. You don't like to go to Pick and Save.
Oh, I have gone with you there.
How about some more ice cream, Kate?
Would you like some more, Bob?
Which would you like, both?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little taste, because you mentioned it. Sounds too...
Well, I don't feel like care for him right now. Thank you.
Sounds too good to turn down. Let me show you some of the other things I got here. Here is a here's another Dopey.
Yeah.
I brought Dopey along because you know I heard that you mentioned that you had done him.
Oh, is that it?
I heard you mentioned that you had done him, so I
brought
all of the.
Yeah, well, it was just those two things.
I know, it was a small little... Oh, and then Figaro, the cat for...
Well, that was in Kitten on the Keys.
Wasn't it Pinocchio?
Oh, no, no, this is Little Kitten on the Keys. I did that. The Figaro did make a sound, and I did it in Pinocchio.
And like a little purr. Quick little purr.
Or, I see.
You have to take out your upper dentures.
Yeah.
You see, I've been listening to those tapes.
I see. Don't look.
All right.
Clarence?
That's pretty good, Clarence.
You hear that all right?
Yeah.
Don't you want a little?
No, thanks.
Come on, Paul, before it melts, it looks nice.
Oh. See, if I'm careful with it, do you mind if I eat it in my lap?
How is that? You want?
Do you mind if I eat that ice cream in my lap?
No. Sure, go right ahead. Don't mind now. Oh, they're furious face.
Isn't that a collector's, huh? That's a collector's item, isn't it?
Yeah. Friend, if you says V.S. to master race.
I have a tape.
If you says V.S. to master race, feed her, beat her, while you're in your furious face.
Oh, that is.
You're too dumb. If you were to greet this place, show me her, beat her, what you give you a face?
You play the piano, Paul?
How, Hector?
No,
How?
Do you play?
A little bit.
Would you like to try that? Yeah. I can get you a copy.
We could get a Xerox copy.
Yeah. I have a friend of mine. He used to be an animator at the studio. He's blind now, Sandy Struthers.
Yeah, well, we got...
He had a record, Spike Jones' record of the Fuhrer's face, and so I taped it. I got it on tape.
I have it on tape, too. I got it off of the Dr. Demento show.
Yeah. Oh, Dr. Demento, yeah. I was on his...
You know, really?
Me one night, yeah.
I heard Mel Blanc just... Huh? Like, I heard Mel Blanc was on that just recently.
Oh, it's a beautiful job.
It is. You don't see that seam, you know, very much,
yeah.
You know. This is one of my favorite pieces. This is an old one.
Well, I've never seen
that
puppet, hand puppet.
This is an older piece. These I just got at Disneyland.
How's that?
I just bought these at Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
They're not too
old. Yeah, we have some of those, too. We got some to give to our grandchildren.
Here's a little...
Mickey and a Beanstalk.
It's a little rubber.
Oh, yeah. Rolling. Pluto like that. That's cute.
There's more I want to pull out here, but I want to get rid of all these figures first.
Boy, look at the, gee whiz, a collection. Here's a, look at this.
That's right.
That's made from, I bet that's made in
England.
England, I'll be darned.
It's from Bendy Toys.
Oh, you got
this
that's
is
pretty
a
good.
That's I don't play it very often.
Well, that's very good for.
Yeah, isn't that something? Sponge rubber like.
That's a cute duck. There, you got that.
That's
at Disney
a good
line.
Rubber.
That's the one. You, like they
it's
had
a nice
it,
replica. That one.
That you autographed for these people from Grass Valley.
Oh
and
yeah.
She, you
yeah.
autographed about. 10 or something for
yeah.
all their grandchildren?
Yeah.
This one I got at Pick and Save.
Oh.
29 cents. It's from Japan.
Not recently.
Yes.
Just recently.
Yes. And 29 cents.
You don't look around in the toy department.
29 cents.
I can't believe it.
I tell you, if I were you, I'd buy all of the whole rack up.
But we'll have to go to Pick and
couldn't say.
You couldn't. How could you make that for 29 cents?
You couldn't.
No.
Where is it made?
Japan, Hong Kong, or something.
Korea.
Oh, yeah, one of the nephews. Oh, say, where is that? That copy of Mickey 50 years old sitting on a bench. I think Paul will get a kick.
Sitting on a bench.
Oh, well, you know, a giant sent me.
Yeah, those are cute. Well, yeah. We get some of these things, but we don't keep any of them. You know, we give them to our grandchildren and great grandchildren now.
There's an old Mickey cup.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's a real old timer. That.
Would you like that one?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I have two of them. See?
Yeah,
if I have two of them, take it. Take one.
For Christ's sake.
We'll keep them first. We'll start a collection.
It's all right.
We have little things like that. See the little things we got in Canada? I wonder if that's just a... No.
Oh, that's just a little... I think you're supposed to be driving something or doing something.
That's cute.
That's cute, yeah.
But those are pretty cute up there.
I'll tell you, what you can do for me is you can sign some of this stuff. You know, before I go, and that'll be mine. Your gift to me.
That's cute with this, just a head. Just a head move. That's cute.
Yeah, that must have been on something. See, these we got in Canada, they have.
Oh, those are nice.
Those are nice, aren't they?
They sure are.
They have a lot of things in Canada that we don't have here.
Yeah, I know. Everywhere. I mean, every country has different makes.
They have a good merchandising place here in Canada.
That's vegan. That's the one I've never seen.
And then I've had, I took the record out, I didn't want to break it. A collection of, would you like to sit down here?
Oh, no, I'm going to go get that I wanted to show you.
This is a collection of Donald Duck books.
Uh-huh.
Well, you can't find so many very many Donald Duck books anymore. No,
all these are old.
Yeah, that's what I...
On Tom Sawyer's Island.
Remember that lady who...
Paul Mayer's Children's Television Archive.